Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt LaFleur said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
And Love Me Do, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let me take you back to this date in 1963 and talk about the Beatles for a second, because 1963, the Beatles had not yet come to America. They weren't the huge craze that they eventually became. But 1963 on this date, the music critics from the UK newspaper The Times named John Lennon and Paul McCartney as the outstanding composers of 1963. And 2 days later, the Sunday Times music critic Richard Buckle proclaimed that the two songwriters were the greatest composers since Beethoven. This was in 1963. Here's Smokey Robinson on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really, I'm sad. So sad.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
You have pets. You have a dog and a cat.
Yes, I do.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Just those two.
My cat thinks he's a dog, but, you know,
Can they understand you, your pets, when you talk to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, one acts like she doesn't. She acts like she's hard of hearing, but I can drop a morsel of food on the floor and she would come running.
Yeah.
But yes, they do listen to me.
They understand when you speak, they know what you're saying.
I think so, but I think my cat does more than my dog.
What about the other way around? Can you understand what they're saying?
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You kind of get to know them really well and you know what certain sounds sound like.
The little nuances and the barks and the meows, you understand that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in a survey of pet owners, 67% said they understand their animal's sounds, and nearly one in five of those pet owners say they comprehend completely.
Ooh, I don't know about completely.
Okay.
Those are the people that really are into their pets. I mean, good for them. They are the ones that really, you know, really love their pets so much they carry them with them.
It's a member of the family.
Bring them to stores. Yeah.
62% of pet owners say that when they speak, their animal understands their language.
I could give Greta a look and she knows to go in her cage because you want to hear something really bad. She got into a whole bag of Reese's peanut butter puffs.
Oh, no.
And some chocolate Santas. And I don't know how she got them down, but she devoured them, wrapper and all. So now I'm like, wrapper it all. So I'm like, chocolate is not good for dogs.
No.
And neither is the wrapper. And I just look at her now and she's in her cage.
Oh, boy. Oh, Greta. Oh, yeah. Shake my finger at you, Greta.
Oh, yes. Well, she'll be living outside for the next couple days just because.
Yeah, we know what's coming. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right. There's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN. Do-do-do-do.
Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, I was in my car yesterday. My adult son was in the car with me, and he said, what a dreary day this was. Remember yesterday, pretty dreary. And I said, well, might want to get used to it. We are going to have some more of it. Rain tonight and some areas of fog, too, and a low of 43. Tomorrow, cloudy, patchy fog early on, and a high of 46.
bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch him serving LA.
Inside, outside, you
enter a county line.
Inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and Tennessee.
Inside, outside, USA.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit-and-run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz from Wales has been charged with hit-and-run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
The warmer temperatures are bringing areas of dense fog and rain this afternoon. Becoming more widespread and a bit heavier overnight, it does wind down by early tomorrow morning. With around 3/4 of an inch of rain expected, the sunshine does try to peek out tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
WRJN.
Tell me. my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
If You Really Love Me, WRJN. In that song, Stevie Wonder wants this girl to stop dragging her feet and commit already. He wrote the song with Sarita Wright, whom he had married the previous year. Fabulous Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a plot. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact: evidence of teeth being drilled into dates back up to 9,000 years ago. I guess that makes dentistry one of the world's oldest professions. Can you imagine what kind of drills they had back then?
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Insurance, WRJN, has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Well, Lou Regani invites you to spend New Year's Eve with him with a special holiday edition of Music of the Stars. Some of the greatest music ever performed will be in the spotlight New Year's Eve from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. Mix hope for the new year with a good dose of nostalgia. New Year's Eve on WRJN.
Thank you. short and the nights are long.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Federal officials say the United States saw an 18.1% increase in homelessness. Donald Whitehead with the National Coalition for the Homeless says some policies are making matters even worse.
A number of cities have started to fine, jail, and ticket people experiencing homelessness. And this only contributes to people staying homeless longer and more people unable to transition out of homelessness.
A grand jury in Brooklyn, New York has indicted a homeless man accused of lighting a woman on fire as she slept on a subway train. Eric Gonzalez is the Brooklyn District Attorney.
My office is very confident about the evidence in this case and our ability to hold Zepeda accountable for his dastardly deeds.
33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda faces multiple counts of murder and arson. Heading home after the Christmas holiday, how's it going so far?
Travel experts say busy, yes, but so far so good as millions head home following the Christmas holiday. Though the threat of severe weather is still looming for parts of the Southeast, potentially slowing plans for travelers. Airports across the country are anticipating long lines and peak numbers through the weekend, urging passengers to give themselves more time than usual when heading to the airport. Skyler Henry, CBS News, Atlanta.
CBS meteorologist Grant Gilmore is keeping a close eye on the weather situation.
The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has issued an enhanced threat for severe storms there across eastern Louisiana into central Mississippi, with the notation of the possibility of a few strong tornadoes, that being of EF2 or stronger.
Survey teams from local National Weather Service offices are investigating the possibility that five tornadoes touched down outside Houston yesterday, along with three others in the state of Louisiana. More questions and answers as to what brought down a passenger plane in Kazakhstan Wednesday. CBS's Chris Livesay has the latest.
Some survivors say they heard an explosion. Cell phone footage shows oxygen masks down and visible damage. It's an area known for clashes in Russia's war on Ukraine, as recently as the same morning as the crash, when Ukraine launched a drone attack.